The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health for Ulster County. With me today is my co-host, Ben Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Good. Dr. Smith, today we're going to get a really nice comprehensive overview of Medicare and available health care programs for seniors primarily. And we're very fortunate to have with us Bob Meese, who is a Health Insurance Information Counseling and Assistance Program Coordinator, known as HICAP, for the Ulster County Office for the Aging. Bob has been the coordinator of Health Insurance Information Counseling and Assistance. As I mentioned, today's program is about an overview of Medicare and other programs. And, you know, first, I'd like to start with just a brief description of Medicare for our listeners who may not know. It was created on July 30th of 1965 by President Lyndon Johnson, who signed the Medicare and Medicaid Act, also known as the Social Security Amendments of 1965, into law. It established Medicare, a health insurance program to assist the nation's elderly to meet hospital, medical, and other health costs. Medicare is available to most individuals 65 years of age and older. So welcome, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben.
Bob, let's start with your program, the Health Insurance Information Counseling and Assistance Program. I'm sure Medicare is a complicated subject and that you help in a lot of, almost all of those areas. So can you explain what that's about?
Yeah, I mean, this program was set up in the late 80s. Each Office for the Aging in New York State has a HICAP office. There's 59 counties and 2 Indian reservations, and there's 60 HICAP offices. HICAP, as the acronym states, is Health Insurance Information Counseling and Assistance for seniors with Medicare. We do primarily Medicare. We don't do the ACA plans. We refer out for that. But the purpose of the program is to provide unbiased, non-vested interest information to seniors that have questions about Medicare, anything related to Medicare enrollment, changing plans, low-income programs related to Medicare. That's what we do.
I'm sure Medicare is very complicated, or at least, you know, not for someone like you, but for the average layperson out there, it can be a very daunting and complicated process to understand it and submit the right information at the right time, correct?
That's correct. I mean, it is very complicated. To be truthful, it's gotten more complicated in the last 20 years. Up until about 20 years ago, Medicare was relatively uncomplicated. It was just maybe Medicare. It was just Medicare A, Part A, and Medicare Part B. Hospital insurance and medical insurance. Everything else, excluding supplements, which have been around forever, everything else is relatively new. The drug Part D component, the Medicare Advantage plan component, that's all been within the last 20 years.
So before we get into the description of the components, tell us where folks can access HICAP and you and... And whether or not there's a fee for that.
There's no fee. We're happy to provide the services for free. HICAP, by the way, is a volunteer program. So people that I work part-time, I volunteer the rest of the time. And people are here to do it because they want to be here to counsel. They've gone through the training. It's taken a couple of years for them to get the training to be able to speak the Medicare language. But it's a free service that we're happy to provide. And we really love to provide the service. We are in Kingston. Our HICAP services are offered in the Office for the Aging. Our counseling service at the Office for the Aging, we'll get into the detail as far as where they could find us, it is within the social services building in Kingston. And we prefer counseling in person because it's much easier to to access materials that we have here, but we do counsel on the phone as well. Mm-hmm. During COVID, it was exclusively on the phone, and it worked out well. It's a little bit more arduous because we have to share, you know, physical graphics and things like that that we can't do that over the phone. But we prefer counseling in person in Kingston, our Kingston office, but we do offer telephone services. For whatever reason, a person is homebound or they can't make it or they're coming from Ellenville, we're happy to do phone consultation as well.
That's great. And so, Bob, explain just briefly, concisely, what the different components of Medicare are, and then we'll get into how do we know, you know, how does one know which route to go?
Okay. The foundation of Medicare is the same as it's been since the 1960s, is Medicare Part A and Part B. That's the very foundation on which everything else is. You know, built, you know, 50 years ago or 60 years ago when they created Medicare, Medicare A and B sufficed. And you could live with just A and B. These days you cannot, because you have to build. Medicare has always been meant to be a cost sharing program. In the 1965, you can get away with what Medicare didn't pay. Medicare pays most of the bulk of the expenses, and you have to pay the rest. These days, you have to build onto your Medicare, because otherwise it would be catastrophic financially just having Medicare A and B. Medicare A is hospital insurance. Medicare B, this is to keep it simple, hospital insurance. Medicare Part B is everything non-hospital related or inpatient hospital related. There are two ways that you can get Medicare. There is original Medicare, which is when you go to the doctor's office, you show them your red, white, and blue Medicare card, and hopefully you will have a Medicare supplement, which supplements Medicare A and B, and your drug card, a drug plan that you show at the pharmacist, which covers your drugs. That's Medicare Part D, as in David. The other way of getting Medicare is the Medicare Advantage. It was referred to in 2003 as Part C. They still refer to it as Part C. It's really not a different part of Medicare. It's a different way of getting Medicare. It's a whole different way of getting Medicare from original Medicare.
And this can be provided by multiple vendors out there, right? Insurance companies. So what are the relative advantages?
Can I just stop just for one second, though? I just want to make it clear that, you know, you have to apply to get Medicare, period, when you turn 65. So it's not something that just automatically comes to a person because they turn 65. So you would have to go through the application process.
It will come to it. If a person is collecting Social Security at the time or in 3 months prior to them turning 65, if they're collecting Social Security, they will be sent the card. They could decline it, but they will be sent the card. If you're not collecting Social Security and you need Medicare, then you have to enroll for Medicare. That's correct.
Right. And when you enroll, you're literally enrolling into Part A and B. And then if you to gain access to the prescription plan, then you would have to apply for the Part D. Then the supplemental piece of it pays for whatever else Medicare would not cover. And is it still true that in general, Medicare would pay for about 80%, say, of a hospital bill, and the other 20 is either out of pocket or through a supplemental insurance coverage, right, Bob?
That's correct. That's if you go the original Medicare route. That's correct. The 80% Medicare Part A, there's no percentage. I'm not going to get into the premiums of either, but we could talk about it. If you decide to get a Medicare Advantage plan, then you're on a co-payment system. You're in managed care, where instead of the 80%, you pay defined discrete co-payment of $15 for your primary care, $50 for a inpatient specialist, that type of thing. It's the basic Medicare Advantage is very similar to the insurance that you have when you're working, only it's managed care. It's a different way of getting Medicare.
Okay. The But in terms of the original Medicare A and B, it's not necessarily coming to an individual free. There is a premium to be paid if the individual, say, is still employed and is not collecting Social Security, or even if they are. I think that the premium that the individual would pay for that insurance would be determined on the basis of income, correct?
That's correct. How the premiums work with Part A and Part B is there is a premium for Part B. This year, the premium is $164.90. That is for most people. Unless your income is really low in the low income area or really high, say you're still working, then your the standard premium for most people is $164.90. Medicare Part A, interestingly enough, doesn't have a premium. And the reason it doesn't have a premium is because that's what you pay for taxes every on your pay stub. You'll see Medicare, FICA. That's your Medicare Part A portion of the tax taken out, and it's put directly into the Medicare trust fund. You don't pay your taxes for Medicare Part B, and that's why you have to pay a premium for it. So if you're eligible for Social Security, even if you're not collecting Social Security, Medicare Part A is premium free. Medicare Part B is not premium free for most people.
Interesting. So Bob, I'm sure that our listeners want to know a lot more, and we're going to jump in a little bit more into the Medicare Advantage plan. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on Magic 92.5 WGHQ.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guest today is Bob Meese, who works as the HICAP counselor, which is Health Insurance Information Counseling and Assistant Program for the Ulster County Office of the Aging. Bob, before the break, we started talking more about the differences in the types of Medicare programs. And we know that open enrollment is coming up in October, so there'll be a lot of commercials out there advertising to folks. Can you tell us a little bit more about, say, the difference between traditional straight Medicare, as it were, and Medicare Advantage plan, and some of the other insurers that advertise out there regarding their plans to supplement Medicare?
Probably the most important difference between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage is that Medicare Advantage is your way of getting Medicare, but the administrator of your Medicare is a private insurance company. It's not the government. Being a managed care, the system of healthcare delivery, you're in a network. When you join a Medicare Advantage plan, you're either in an HMO, health maintenance organization, where you have to go to a doctor in the network, or a PPO, a preferred provider organization, where the company prefers that you go to a plan in network, but you can go outside the network. Original Medicare is not like that. Original Medicare, there's no network. That is, you can go to any doctor or a doctor that takes Medicare. And importantly, when you have Medicare with a supplement, you can go to any doctor or provider in the country that takes Medicare, and by law, they have to take your supplement. It's very different. So that's a very important thing. It confuses people all the time. They get Medicare supplements mixed up with Medicare Advantage plans. Medicare supplements supplement original Medicare A and B. Medicare Advantage plans are your way of getting Medicare A and B, and you're not allowed to have a supplement with a Medicare Advantage plan.
So, Bob, what are the relative pros and cons? I mean, what is the downside of going to a Medicare Advantage plan? And what should folks be looking out for when they see the various advertisements out there?
Be careful with the advertisements. The advertisements that are coming up are primarily designed. The bulk of them are for Medicare Advantage plans. We kind of warn about them. I'm sure it's well-intentioned, but we kind of tend to tell people to shy away from those because they're calling a national number and they might not be, other than knowing the names of the plans in our area, they will not know that whether your doctor or provider hospital is in that network. So if you end up joining one of those plans and you find out that your doctor doesn't take that plan because there's no way the person you're calling knows whether your doctor takes that plan, and you join the plan, you're kind of in trouble and you should call the Office of the Aging right away.
So if you are thinking about a Medicare Advantage plan, how do you vet it in terms of knowing what the right choices are or series of choices? Is it coming to see you exclusively, or is there something that folks can do on their own?
We'd be happy. It's very hard for folks. People say it's very confusing. One of the reasons it's confusing is there's so much information out there. If you just click Medicare, Google Medicare, you're going to get 8 million hits. As getting back to the question regarding Medicare, original Medicare versus Advantage plans, and this is, I think it's very important, is that with Medicare, original Medicare with a supplement will cost you more upfront. The premium will cost you more than the premium of a Medicare Advantage plan, but your coverage, as far as when things get serious healthcare-wise, is much, much better and less risky. Medicare Advantage, you pay much less for a premium. You can get a good zero premium Medicare Advantage plan, and you can't do much better than zero, but your risk for financial damage down the line when things get serious healthcare-wise is much greater than having original Medicare with a supplement.
So that begs the question, for an older person when, health conditions can be more serious, does it make sense to go for a lower monthly premium with the Advantage plan and then give up the more robust coverage? I mean, or is that just strictly an individual assessment?
It depends on your health, and unfortunately, it depends on your finances as well. And that's kind of the driver behind your choice. But as far as an older person, we don't tell folks what to do. We try to empower them as much as we can with information. But we kind of lean in the direction for sure of Medicare supplements because they're going to be covered much better down the line. Even though it's a bigger pinch financially with monthly premium, it saves them so much money down the line. I just want to say one thing going back to HICAP. This is an interesting statistic that I heard at our annual training to get us ready for open enrollment. Last year, the HICAP offices in New York State saved seniors with Medicare over $105 million.
Wow.
Over the 60 counties, and that's a lot of money. So I think it's, since we do have a completely unvested interest in the components of Medicare, we encourage folks to give us a call and make the appointment.
I'm just curious.
It also makes me think, when you mentioned before, if you are in an Advantage plan, and say you live in New York, but you're one of those folks who goes down to Florida for several months during the winter time.
Yes.
The doctors down there may not accept that particular Advantage plan that you currently have. Would that be a correct assumption?
That's 100%, Dr. Smith. Yes.
So that's something for folks to really think about. I mean, because, you know, you want to be able to carry your health insurance wherever you go and have it accepted. And if Medicare, at least in the United States, is universally accepted by all who accept Medicare, if you had a supplement, that supplement may help you out with the additional percentage of payment. But if you had an Advantage plan, you may really not be in very good place at all.
Yes, 100% of the time a Medicare supplement is transportable. So we've actually had counselors retire that have taken their New York State supplement, which would advantage of having a New York State supplement is that the premiums don't go up with age in New York State with Medicare supplements. They do in other states. But yes, you have maximum flexibility with original Medicare with a supplement, and you definitely would not have that with a Medicare Advantage plan. You would have to change your Advantage plan when you're down there, if you could. But, you know, you're limited to the number of times that you could change your Medicare.
That's interesting. Are you able, just out of curiosity, can you have an Advantage plan and then buy the supplement on top of it?
No, it's not. It's against the law. You can't do that. And when you do that, unfortunately, what happens when you have double coverage, guess what happens? Nobody wants to pay. So you're kind of...
Yeah, you're in the man in the middle.
You're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So we talked about the open enrollment. That's really important, right? That's a limited time. So can you tell us when that is?
The Medicare open enrollment... I got here when the Medicare open enrollment ended at the end of the calendar year, so you could imagine what our Christmas was like. But Medicare open enrollment is between October 15th and December 7th. During the Medicare open enrollment period, that's the time when everyone that has Medicare can make a change to how they're getting Medicare. They could change their Medicare Advantage plans. They could change their Part D drug plans. They could change from Medicare Advantage to original Medicare with a supplement. And they could change from having original Medicare with a supplement and a Part D to getting a Medicare Advantage plan. So it's a free for you could do anything. And it's our busiest time of the year.
Mm-hmm. And Bob,
if you turn 65 outside of the open enrollment period, you can enroll in Medicare at that time, right? It doesn't restrict you to just a certain time. It's whenever your birth date is and you turn 65.
That's right. That's correct. Yes, the Medicare open enrollment period is only for people that already have Medicare. And we have people will have to make allowances for during open enrollment. People that have Medicare want to make a change, but we also will have people going on Medicare for the first time. So we also see them in that period of time. So if somebody has to get going by December 1st, we'll definitely see them sometime in November. We'll squeeze them in somehow. But it's an important time of the year. It's very busy. One of the reasons it gets very busy is because in another couple of weeks, we'll receive from the state the national figures as far as prices for the medications, the drug formularies, the premiums and the prices for Medicare Advantage plans to get us ready for the open enrollment period. And the reason we're so busy, I'd say the reason that we're so busy is people want to see if they could do something better to save themselves money or their health situation has changed. Probably a good portion of the people we see are people that want to take a look at their drug plan because what's a good drug plan for them this year could be a terrible plan for them in 2024. So that's what we get. And it can make a huge difference. It could make a huge difference of thousands of dollars in savings to make that simple change from one Part D plan to another Part D plan.
Bob, we are really just about, we are out of time actually, but before we leave, give us your phone number or your email address and ways for people to get more information, get in touch with you.
Sure. To make an appointment, you can call the main office for the aging number, which is 845-340-3456. If you want to get the high cap voicemail, there's no live person at the phone, but we answer the phone calls twice a day. Our direct voicemail line to make an appointment is 845-340-3579.
Really great. Thank you, Bob, so much for the work that you do and your colleagues do for our seniors. And we really appreciate it. The more information, the better. And keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Vince. I appreciate it.
You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy
You've
and strong.
You've been listening
Bye-bye.
To the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.